We are having difficulties getting our next guest, so we've got our next guest of our next guest on. And if you know what the hell I'm talking about, because I sure as hell don't. Anyways, we mentioned at the top of the show that the iCast show was looking like I was going to be missing it after 30-plus years of attending the show. Well, guess what? They came up with a solution. They're going virtual. That's right. They're going to continue with this year's edition, 2020 iCast show, but people will be able to do it from the confines of their and comforts and safety of their own homes. The American Sport Fishing Association, which is, of course, the world's largest sport fishing trade association, announced recently that they're going virtual. To talk to us about that is the Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer with the show, Liz Ogilvy. Morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yourself?
Doing very well, thank you. Glad to be on.
Oh, thanks for joining us. I was shocked when, I'll be honest with you, when I read the write-up on this and I saw your name on it, I said, whoa, I know Liz. How did she end up there?
Long time no talk.
Long time no talk, for sure. You keeping well?
I am, very much
good.
So
good.
Yes, it's been 6 years since I worked at the World Fishing Network, where you and I used to, to do marketing together, so...
Yep, fantastic. So let's get right into this. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of folks feel relieved, as I was when I heard that you were going to put this thing on as a virtual show, because I really thought that my my 30 some odd years was going to be broken and I would miss the show for the first time. So this is great
news. We couldn't do that to you.
Thank you.
To everybody.
Thank you. So tell us about this whole concept. First of all, when is the show, and how is it going? How are you going to pull this thing off? That's what I want to know.
So do I. we're figuring out every aspect every day. It's been a very busy time for us at the association, but we really couldn't miss a beat on this show, and really just wanted to bring a great experience to everybody, because there are three really important aspects to iCast that we couldn't lose sight of, right? So that, you know, it's usually 15,000 people gather at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, for a week in July. And that networking is so important for all of us in the industry. And so we couldn't lose sight of that. So we're trying to make all of those connections still happen. Products, of course, the second pillar of iCast, making sure that business is happening and, you know, business meetings and sales and demonstrations on new products. But it really is new innovations and new products that we want to make sure that are still being displayed, and we're still having our new product showcase, which is where buyers and media vote for best of category and then best of show. So what is the new hot product for that will be coming to stores for consumers at the beginning of the next year? So we really wanted to make that whole experience possible for everyone, and this year, not just for the industry, but for the public as well. Everyone is invited to this year to iCast. It is July. Oh, yeah. It is usually a B2B, a business-to-business show, but this year anyone can come in. So we're really excited about that.
Wow.
I know. So the show is July 13th through the 17th. So it's Monday through Friday this year. Usually it's kind of a Tuesday through Friday thing. We have an online platform that is separate from our iCast website. So if you go to iCastFishing.org, that is our main iCast website. And there's not a lot on it right now, but this next week we're going to start populating it with all the different things that you'll be able to see once the show opens. And you can go into the show. It's a different site. And there will be exhibitor booths. So every exhibitor has their own page where they can display products, upload video, upload product brochures. They can plan events. So if Shimano, I know, is doing live product demos on their Facebook Live page. They're scheduling them within their booth so you can connect over and see what they're doing with their products. Other companies are planning happy hour Zooms, which we've all gotten very familiar with. Yes, absolutely. I plan to be on several an evening during the show. Going to hop around. Why not, right?
Sure.
And you can check out all the products, and there will be lots of seminars. We have seminar track for small businesses. And then we also have a conservation seminar track this year. We can learn all about the legislative priorities and conservation priorities that are a big tenet of what the American Sport Fishing Association does outside of things like ICAST. So a lot going on. Oh, and something I have to tell you about, because the public can enter this for the first time ever, and that is a bass fishing tournament. The virtual bass fishing tournament, the SLW ICAST Cup. It benefits the program Keep America Fishing. You can participate on an app, and again, details coming soon, but anyone can enter and fish against, you know, Scott Martin and all the pros who are going to be usually fishing that tournament. It takes place usually at ICAST itself. But this year, we're just going to do it virtually and open it up to anyone to participate.
Wow. That is
so
crazy.
A lot going on.
No kidding. So just so that I can get a picture. So it's a virtual show, and it's happening live?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So all of these booths, we'll call them booths because it's virtual. Obviously, it's not real. But all these booths will have people there. Ready and willing to ask or answer questions of the public or anybody who goes in that booth to ask. So it's a live thing. It's not just a website that people are going to be able to go through. This is live interaction with real human beings.
It is, and depends on each exhibitor. They can schedule live chat sessions, but you can also email each other to set up appointments. And the seminars and things like that will be available at certain times during the day. We'll have a whole schedule up coming soon of things that you can interact with. Yeah, we don't want to give people too much screen fatigue, of course. But tune in all week because there will be new things every single day.
And where can folks go right now to make sure they stay on top of this and participate when it opens? Send them somewhere, will you?
ICASTfishing.org is the website. And you can go ahead and pre-register to attend. And then the week of July 6th, you'll be able to get into this other site to create something that's called a My Show Planner. And it's how you can schedule your time if you want to, or upload your own digital business card so that people know who you are, and just start interacting with the show. And again, if you're either a registered buyer or registered media like yourself, you can vote in the new product showcase and you can determine who is winning best of show this year. So we're really excited about that.
There you go. The biggest show on earth just opened its doors to the general public. And how exciting is that? Fantastic. Liz, absolute pleasure having you join us. By the way, an old friend, Uncle Jack Summers, says hello. He just sent me a quick little text here. He's listening to the program today. So there you go.
Thank you so much. That's very nice.
You take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon, Liz.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Liz Ogilvy, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer with American Sport Fishing Association, ICAST, virtual show coming up. More journal after this, or dare go away.